Chattanooga is gaining national attention once more, but this time it's for something that's still in development. Chattanooga may very well end up being the first city in the nation to have its very own typeface, a set of letters with a look that is uniquely Chattanooga. I spoke with the designers of ChatType. Fonts are interesting things. When students choose a font for their papers, they'll pick the typeface that stretches out the most to quickly fill that 5-page assignment. Advertisers select and use a typeface that can be identified with their product. A pair of type designers and some creative young men have come together to create a unique font specifically for the citizens and city of Chattanooga. Jonathan Mansfield and DJ Trishler are helping to fan the flames of interest for this project. Jeremy Dooley is one half of the design duo creating ChatType.
It's fairly common in Europe, but it's never actually happened here in the United States. And so that is perhaps where Chattanooga will stand out, is it the first implemented typeface, specifically custom designed for a city.
What is the benefit of the city of Chattanooga having its own typeface?
Identity, first and foremost. Chattanooga is a phenomenal city, and a typeface is something that plays a lot into design. It also plays a lot into branding. Part of the larger effort, ultimately, is to contribute this piece to the city brand. That's down the road, but right now, developing a typeface gets the ball rolling and starts putting those pieces together of the identity of Chattanooga, something that the citizens feel a part of, something they feel connected to, something they'll feel proud of. Also something that can be used in tourist efforts, outward-facing marketing for the city.
Is it going to be for the city? Is it going to be for businesses? Is it going to be for me to send a letter to my Aunt Becky? How is this going to be actually employed within the city?
It's for Chattanooga. Conceptually, essentially. So the government, as much as they want to use it, that's what we're aiming for. We'd love to see it on street signs. We'd love to see it on city websites, visitors bureau websites, on signage and wayfinding things. But it's also available for individuals, for businesses, if they want to use it on Chattanooga projects. It's really for any Chattanoogan to use for Chattanooga. It's not exclusively private or exclusively public. It's whatever increases the visibility and smacks of the quality of the city.
What's involved in actually creating this?
You have to not only compose the individual letters themselves, but you also have to make sure that they interact with one another in a harmonious way. So it's not just simply making a beautiful A or a beautiful B. It's about making sure that that A and the B work together, and it also works with the C, et cetera, et cetera. So not only do you have the letter forms and how they're created, but then also you have to fit them together in word shapes.
If I'm using a word processing program and I choose a font, there's all sorts of different fonts out there, and the font does make a difference in your document. It makes a statement. What kind of statement is this going to be?
We're trying to embody the essence of Chattanooga as closely as we could. We looked initially at a lot of historical influences. The Cherokee, for example, was a really fascinating aspect of it initially. The industrial Chattanooga choo-choo, the Coca-Cola history. But then after we kind of completed some original designs, we started thinking about how this was going to be looked at in the future. And we realized that Chattanooga is very much a forward-looking city, and so we needed to introduce kind of a futuristic element to it as well. We distilled the essence of Chattanooga into the font, but still made it look forward.
And that's something that DJ and I have been super impressed with Robbie and Jeremy's efforts. They are on a completely different level than any of us really understand. They're professional typeface designers. So when you really piece apart what's been developed of ChatType, they've done a masterful task of combining that history with the design feel, with the contemporary and the industrial and the futuristic. That's not an easy challenge to mesh all those pieces together, but what they have does that really well so far.
The team is hoping Chattanoogans will get involved in providing some support.
Jeremy and Robbie have been volunteering their time to build this typeface, and then Jonathan and I have been volunteering our time also to just promote the typeface. Jeremy came up with the idea of using Kickstarter to fund the project. We thought that Kickstarter would be a great barometric reading or temperature reading canary in the coal mine for us. So if people started funding our project on Kickstarter, that says that people want this project. We wanted to start from a grassroots level. What we're really asking for is for the citizens of Chattanooga to give a buck. If you really care about this, give a buck on Kickstarter. And if we had 500 people give a dollar, that would really say something to the city. It would say that Chattanooga wants a typeface.
You can see a beta version of the typeface online at chattype.com. That's chatype.com. Currently, the design is still in development, so you can keep going back and watch as it progresses. You will also find links to support ChatType and help make Chattanooga the first city in America with its own unique font. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.